Our next public hearing is change of zone number 1952, Samantha Broadhurst.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 22.6 acres more or less. The property is lying on the west side of DuPont Boulevard, which is Route 113, approximately 0.33 mile north of Wilson Hill Road, which is Sussex County Route 244. The 911 address is not available, and the tax parcel ID is District 135, Map 9, Parcel 26.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of a letter from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, a copy of a deed for the property, a copy of the applicant's site plan, and a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response. And I would note, we have received no comments and no mail returns. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application?
My name is Samantha Broadhurst. I own the property. I'm pretty much just looking to get it rezoned. Obviously, it's a commercial too. The overall plan just is, I just want to put billboards on it, two billboards on, and then hold on to it. That's it.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. Mr. Hopkins.
So at this stage of the game, are you looking for an access onto 113?
Not at this time, no. Nope.
You just have the construction entrance there now,
yep,
for the clearing?
Yep, construction entrance. I pretty much would want to do kind of what they did on the corner of Wilson Road and 113. They went ahead and rezoned it and then just held on to it. That's the plan.
What has our policy? What is our policy? Well, I mean, she wants to put billboards on, so it needs to be commercial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So really, the issue is, I mean, just does it make sense from a land use point of view to make that zone commercial?
The question in front of us really is does it make sense for this parcel to be zoned something other than what is zoned?
Yeah. I mean, you have to look at all the possible permitted uses.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So once it's out there, you could put a
right. Once the zoning's changed, anything can happen.
Right.
You know, this is not to say that you would do this, but you certainly could sell the property after it was rezoned, and then that person would be allowed to do whatever is permitted in that zone. So I think we need to look at, you know, what the adjacent zonings are. And
yeah, I can tell you the state property to the north, I mean, they own that. I'm surrounded by Redden. It's all behind the north parcel. Richard Hart owns the southern parcel. I would love the opportunity to buy that and again just hold on. And really, to me, what I'd like to do is wait until public water and sewer comes down the road. The northern corner up by East Redden, that was a rezoned commercial. Like I said, the Wilson property a little farther south, that's a 24 acre on the light, that's also commercial, and they've just held it. Actually, it was for sale. They did exactly what you talked about and were unsuccessful to sell it.
I don't have any other questions right now.
Sorry, Stevenson.
Everything else, most things around it though are AR, except for that one little piece of commercial, correct?
Two pieces, one further north of me, and then also further south just by a tad.
Okay. And we have no thing that we could do to just give her a conditional use for billboards? Or does
that
was my question.
It has to be zoned commercial for the billboards, right?
For example, for an electronic message center, if it was to be an electronic message center sign, on premises, EMCs are permitted in C2, but not off premises. So if you have an existing business on the property, you can have an electronic message.
I don't have any.
So the C2 would allow for that. So, but it is possible to apply for a CU and come back. If it was an off-premises electronic message center, so the answer is yes, it could have to come back.
So she just wanted to put up billboards for, you know, Joey's car wash, which is not on that property, then she could do that with a conditional use.
That's one of the options if it's not otherwise permitted. So in C2 for on-prem and off-prem, there are certain signs that are or are not permitted. So the answer is it might have to come back later, depending on what type of sign came forward, but...
Yeah, I was, oh, sorry.
Well, my question is, I think that what we're getting at is it's currently zoned AR1. What mechanism is there to legally put a billboard on an AR1 parcel, or is there none?
That's what I'm double checking. I wasn't expecting the...
Yeah, I was told that the only way for me to do is I have to now rezone the C2 and then get a conditional use on top of it at the end.
Okay.
So that was the process that I was informed of.
Is it electric that you want?
No, I wish I could afford that.
Right, well, that's what I'm trying to confirm for
I mean, you're in a fairly dark area out there, correct?
The property, it looks like the one you actually have highlighted red. It has they have a business there and a billboard there. And there's quite a few, yes, not directly in that image you're looking at, but within a minute, not even a minute car ride, you're at Walmart. So it's a dense area.
No, yeah, I understand that. I'm just saying that, you know, a lot, the house, you know, people get a little upset when you light up a billboard outside their bedroom window.
There's, other than that box around, there's no other houses in the surrounding area. It's all state land. There's no one to...
So what did you find out?
So in AR1 at the moment, an on-premises sign not to exceed the standard 32 square feet is permitted, mm-hmm. but an off-premises not approved as part of a CU. So without a CU, we're not sure if an off-premises sign is possible,
yeah.
even if it's rezoned to C2. So what I'm saying is, even if rezoned to C2, an off-premise sign, if I'm hearing mm-hmm. that correctly, would likely require a CU as well. So
yeah, that was the process I was told.
Okay.
To differentiate between a billboard and an electronic, when you refer to the off-premises, oh, that's the electronic?
No. It's on-premise means you have a business there, and your sign advertises your business there. Off-premise means there's no business. You're advertising somebody somewhere else.
Right. So
a billboard.
So what we normally think of as a billboard.
Yeah, billboard.
Cannot be done on an AR parcel with a conditional use?
Huh.
Okay.
When did that change? Based on the number of billboards.
Okay. They're all on C1. Yeah. Okay. I just wanted to establish that to make sure
there may be like some old ones that are non-conforming, okay.
but make sure that we were all grasping
a commercial. All right, yeah.
Thanks for the clarification.
Picture.
Yeah.
Okay.
But keep in mind, I mean, I just want to refocus everybody. It's not, we're not rezoning this for a billboard per se. We're rezoning it because we're deciding commercial is appropriate there.
Right.
Absolutely, 100%. 22 acres of it, too. So it's not a small parcel for you know, a zoning request. So any more questions?
No.
Okay. Ms. Wingate.
I have none, thank you.
Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Chairman.
Okay. May I ask a question? In the case that, could it be made so that the front section is rezoned to allow for the billboards if I were to potentially somehow subdivide off the back and keep the rest agricultural rather than it all just being tabled? And
well, it depends on what the commission and ultimately council decides to do on this application.
Yeah.
If you did that, you'd have to reapply.
You can't amend your application on the fly.
Yeah.
We have to deal with what's in front of us today.
Yeah.
And then, there is a process that if you can come back in a year later and ask for something different, but we haven't figured this one out yet. We'll deal with this one first. So, okay.
But that is something that a year from now she could apply for.
Oh yeah,
mm-hmm. That's not unheard of.
Yeah.
In fact. If you withdraw the application before a final decision is made, you can reapply any time.
Rather than having to wait.
Yeah, and I would even say, too, so...
Isn't that correct? Though?
Yeah, that is. And the other thing is, too, it prevents you from coming back, or prevents anybody, not mean you, from coming back with substantially the same application. You can't do a redo within 1 year, but if it was a different application, in other words, the land was different, she could... If this didn't get act favorably, she could just right away reapply.
Right.
Wouldn't have to wait.
And you are aware that this is a two-step process.
Yep, absolutely.
We make a recommendation. County Council makes a final decision. Mm-hmm. So you have the ability to do that anytime before they make a final decision.
Their final decision.
Yeah, their final mm-hmm. decision.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, but the large parcel, again, the only reason I even attempted was simply because the one on the corner of Wilson Road, which is 24 acres,
yeah.
which doesn't have anything on it. They actually just timbered it and left it and then tried to sell it.
Okay. All right. Okay, where was I? Mr. Mayors, you're good?
No questions, sir.
Okay, so that means we're down here. Mr. Whitehouse, anything, Mr. Whitehouse?
No, for me, thank you.
Okay, Counselor, you have any questions?
I think it's us.
No, I don't. Questions? Okay. All right, I have no questions either, so take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1952, Samantha Broadhurst? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1952? Yes, ma'am.
Good evening. My name is Kimley Hines. I am here regarding the property, I think on the little cutout, that little cutout section that's got a house on it there in the property.
Okay, yeah.
Right, are you surrounded by it?
Yes, yes. I was calling, basically coming to ask questions about, with the change of zoning to a C2, medium commercial, my concern was in the future, you know, what would be put there, because I bought this property 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. 15 years ago, I had to put a huge mound in because the sewer failed,
right.
And the soil scientist and septic company said that this was basically all wetlands. Haven't had any problems until about 2.5 years ago, and I've spent thousands the past 2 years trying to solve drainage problems, mm-hmm. major drainage. Mm-hmm. In 20, the whole one side of the yard was completely just stayed wet all year long, flooded all underneath the house. I had to have encapsulation done, drainage put in, oversized gutters put in with drainage away from the house. So my concern would be if something commercial went there in the future, what about my little place there? You know, I don't want to get flooded out. This past year in 21, between the winter and the spring season with the rain, I actually had 6 inches of water floating in the backyard, and the plastic septic lid actually floated off the property.
Wow.
I mean, off the tank.
Yeah.
And so I had to get an electrician there, plumber there, the sewer company had to come do repairs, put extensions on the septic tank. It was so wet that the sewer was draining the land. So my only concern would be, I'm not against a billboard, but in the future, if something big were to go in there, what's going to happen to my little piece? I don't want to go underwater completely. I mean, it's like bad wet now. I've solved the problems temporarily, but I don't want to see something in the future be
right.
Flood me out completely.
Well, the way the law is written in regard to drainage is they are not allowed to make your situation worse. They're not. They mm-hmm. they have to contain their water on their property. That's what the law says.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Now, as far as what could happen there, anything that is permitted in a C2 zone could be built there.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
And that's why zoning questions are so serious, because
right.
they are.
Well, that's what my concern is,
you know,
in the future.
So it's really more about the appropriateness of this site for the zoning than
mm-hmm.
it is anything else. We're
right.
not so much concerned about the use as we are, is it appropriate at all for mm-hmm. commercial development. So.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, let's see if I had another question. I think that's about it. But I do know with all the new government regulations, I do know if anything big ever went in, they'd have to do a whole impact study of everything there being affected. And I'm sure that would be taken into account. But it is very, very wet land.
Well, that would be the first thing they would probably do is
right.
to figure out, do what's called a wetlands determination.
Right. I've yeah. had that done on my own property before. So.
There you go.
Okay.
Okay.
I just want to voice my concern
yes.
and ask the question.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you for doing that. Okay, is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition? Yes, sir.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, my name is Byard Almond. My address is 16971 Wilson Hill Road. So the back of my property is reasonably close to the back of this property.
Okay.
If you blow up the map, I don't know if you can blow the map up. That's me.
Okay.
Okay. I'm opposed to the petition, but I think most telling in her application was that she wants to rezone and wait and see. She wants to wait for sewer and water. So let her wait. Let her wait until the sewer and water comes up and then reapply to this board for a rezoning for the types of uses that she wishes to put to the property. So she's looking at a 22-acre piece of property that she's going to use a postage stamp for a billboard. Now, to me, that just doesn't make any sense. there needs to be a way, if she's going to put a billboard in, to use a much smaller area of property to be rezoned or changed so that she can appropriately do that. Not that a billboard is really the best thing in the world to do.
That's why they're not easy.
That's right, and they shouldn't be. It's not like there's a shortage of billboards in Sussex County. And I've looked at the planner's report in her analysis of the, or his analysis of the report, of the zones around the property, and I think you could look at the facts and come to a complete reverse decision, that it, this property just is not appropriate for rezoning to R2. If you look at these properties that surround it, I think what's important is a large piece of the property is owned by the state of Delaware. It's protected land, not just AR, but protected. So the area to the north, the area to the west, both owned by the state of Delaware. The north area is part, and west area are part of the Jester Tract, I believe it is, of Redden State Forest, which is 3,000 or 4,000 acres. And across the street from the Jester Tract is another enormous tract of property owned by the state of Delaware, another 1,000 acres of protected property. So if we look at what's commercial in the area, we have a postage stamp up by up to the north where there's a shed business, which of that property, that represents, what, a third, a half maybe of the entire property that's zoned commercial. Going to the south on the west side of 113, I don't see any commercial property. It's residential, or it's agricultural residential. So I think what this amounts to is plopping 22 acres of commercial into a sea of protected land and agricultural residential land. And I'm not sure that makes any sense. It certainly doesn't make sense without knowing what exactly the use is going to be put to. And it's great to get your foot in the door with billboards on 22 acres and then have basically free rein to do what you want after that. So I just really don't believe that's appropriate, and the application should be denied. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition? Operator, is there anyone standing by who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to change of zone number 1952, Samantha Broadhurst?
At this time, there's currently no one online.
Okay, we thank you. Commissioners, anyone have any further questions? All right, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.